This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In recent visits, we've considered what James said about patience and perseverance. In James 5, 7 through 11, he illustrates his point by referring to the farmer, the prophet, and Job. While waiting for an expected outcome or during unexpected things that confront us in life, James encourages you to remember it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. That is the bottom line in what James teaches in these verses. We need to be patient and persistent as we wait for the ultimate expectation for the Christian. James says, "Be patient then, brothers, until the Lord's coming." There is no question in his mind about whether or not the Lord is coming again. He declares in verse 8, "You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near." There's to be urgency as we wait for the Lord's return. To heighten this point, he warns in verse 9, "Don't grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door." We should always live ready to give an accounting of our activities with the hope of God's blessing. James says in verse 11, "You know, we consider blessed those who have persevered." As he said in the opening chapter, trials that come our way are designed by God to develop patience and perseverance so we would become mature and complete, not lacking anything. If these truths alarm you, never forget how the one before whom we stand accountable is described by James, not only as the judge, but also as the Lord who is full of compassion and mercy. Trust him as you wait for Christ's return. You can review these messages by going to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.